passing that sector. Arthur, then?
Yes, I will.
Right.
On the other thing, Arthur's drafting something for me. He's going to send it down. I think we'll have a way where everybody will be happy, which won't involve you. Secretary feels strongly he should not be involved. Thank you, too. But I think we'll get Arthur happy when something doesn't really go anything beyond what we've already said.
And McNamara?
Yeah, and I think McNamara will be happy with it, too.
Okay, fine.
And I got to get the language. I'm a bank merchant case. I've not talked with Ramsey. I've talked with people. I talked with Ed Timmerman, actually. Turner's assistant. Ramsey hadn't decided whether to take that appeal or not. He was in the course of doing it. And as a matter of courtesy, he told David Searle that he was making up his mind, although he was very much inclined to take the appeal. Searle told that to the newspaper, but I suppose it makes Ramsey's job a little more difficult. The reason for it is not particularly, there's been nothing on the merits of the merger, no hearing on the merits of it. This is a technical point with respect to how you plead after the act was amended last session. The difficulty they have on not doing something about it is that they have a similar problem facing in two other cities. Now, you could distinguish the Houston situation. They don't have to take an appeal in Houston. They could abandon the judge's ask. Their question really is whether it's worth that or whether it's better to take all three cases up to the Supreme Court to get a construction of the act. Is that?
Looks like, though, if he kicked him out down here, why didn't he take some other case and let this one go on?
Well, this one would be dismissed by the judge unless they amend their complaint in a way that they don't feel the law would require them to. And if there's been no hearing on the merits of the merger at all, and if they amended it, would then proceed to a hearing on the merits. I think probably Ramsey, I could probably persuade Ramsey one way or the other, but it isn't clear to me, frankly, sir, that Searle has got interest in this one way or the other. He may have leaked that because he'd rather have to go up to the Supreme Court.
I don't know. I've never talked to him, never heard from him. I saw this in the paper, and the individuals are not Searle's lawyers, and I haven't talked to the lawyers involved purposely, but I believe one has 26% and one has 2%.
That's right. Yeah.
And it's something I talked to him about before it hit. I told him I didn't like to have the Power Commission and the FCC and the Interstate Commerce Commission and the controller of the currency making decisions. If they couldn't make them, they ought to be in their damn jobs. Didn't I? Didn't want some professor fighting with him in public all the time. And for God's sakes, let's try to pull these things together instead of all of us fighting. And I got rid of the controller trying to do that. And lo and behold, he comes up, says the thing's all right. He's Kansas 85, no opposition to anybody, no problem, and no concentration. They come up. I tell them 2 months ahead of time for whatever gets to either one of them. And he waits till the last day and comes in. That's not any way to treat me. So I don't know about the merits of the thing. I wouldn't think that. I think the merits that we ought to finally get a bank big enough to serve us.
What I was saying is the appeal, the state of the thing at the moment.
Well, if he didn't do anything, they could merge, couldn't he?
Well, at this point, it's on a procedural issue, and if the court dismissed because they refused to amend their complaint, it'd be awfully difficult for them just to drop it at that point, I would think, Mr. President, having brought the thing in the first place.
Yep.
Because this is just on a very technical point.
Yep.
I would think the best thing would be to get to the merits. If they got the merits and the judge decided against them, then they wouldn't have to appeal.
Well, what do you think the chances are there from what you know about it.
We're appealing this?
Yeah, the judge deciding it on the merits. What do you think the merits are from what
I think Trump decided this on the merits. It would be very improbable that he would not let the, I think he let the merger stand. I would think the sooner they got to the merits, the better off bank council would be.
Well,
but
you think Ramsey would beat Farr going on the merits?
I don't think Ramsey would appeal the case if
they lost it on the merits.
They lost it on the merits.
Would we have to fight with him another week to get him to go on the merits, or who determines that, Ramsey or the other lawyer?
Well, Ramsey would determine that, and Thurgood would make the recommendation. I don't think once they got decided on the merits, they feel they had to appeal.
Well, I know, but can the bank just say we want to go on the merits, and would Ramsey agree on that in the district court? In the shape it's in now?
Well, Ramsey'd have to amend his complaint to get it on the merits, and I think Ramsey could be persuaded to do that.
Well, let me explore it then. This way, it has to go all the way to the Supreme Court on procedure, doesn't it?
Yeah, it goes on procedure, then the Supreme Court decides, and then you go back down to the merits. Maybe they want that. You say that's what I don't know.
Well, now, why would they want that if you were looking at it in their standpoint? Just look like you'd delay it that long, and you'd ultimately have to.
Well, the reason they might like that is that Judge Connolly probably would not stay it while this was going on. They'd have to go, the Justice Department have to go to Hugo Black and ask for a stay, and he might or might not give one. And if he didn't stay the merger so the two banks actually got together, they might feel that was more advantageous to them while all of this was going on in the Supreme Court and so forth.
Well, I better talk to you.
What I don't understand is why, if he didn't want them to not to amend and to appeal, why Searle post precedent?
Well,
that's really a way of freezing Ramsey into his position.
Well, I wish he wouldn't get into these damn positions. You used to tell people something. And I just, when you talk to somebody about something, you ought to act without talking to them. Anyway, let's just let it go over Sunday, and I'll be back in touch with you.
All right. Okay.
Now, do you think of anything else?
Well, sir, I think these other things are...
Bob McNamara's coming here Tuesday night. I don't know whether Russ wants to or if he wants to send in a report. If he wants me to talk to him, he might talk to him over the weekend.
He looked pretty tired as he came home.
I'd sure give him all the rest he can take.
I do.
Okay. All right. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Quickly with him, and I think I can handle it.
I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay.
Yes, please. Hello.